CQ, the Blue Ridge, your net control tonight is W4DJW. Even my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. We do have some pre-check-ins. I'm going to go through those first. Net Control like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. KI4LZI. That's Andy. He's over at the base of Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Hope all is going well with you. KW4TS, that's Jim and Pelzer. Appreciate you checking in early tonight, Jim. And KN4UBG, that's Kevin. He's over in Fountain End. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. Hope all's going well with you. We do appreciate everybody that uses the pre-net check-in capability when they're not able to be here at net time. And now we're going to get a little break for new ham radio operators that have never checked into a net before and that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, nothing this go-around, but maybe on the next go-around. We've got a couple of Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Net control. Dave, please check in. KJ4HKC. That's Kilo Juliet 4. Hotel Kilo Charlie. John in Belton. And I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Please check in and out. Kilo 4 Zulu, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. And like I say, we're just passing through. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HKC. That's John over in Belton. Good to have you tonight, John. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you using the Echo Link capability. And K4ZZX, that's Steve over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Steve. Just passing through. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening, Steve. Take care. And tonight being Monday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Echo Through Hotel. Station with the first letter suffix a call that begins with letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
4DJW. Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, Brian in Simpsonville.
Oscar 4, Hotel Echo, Lima. This is Ed in River Falls, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that's a good start to the RF section of the net tonight. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor's. Good to have you this night, Warren. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And W4FHJ, that's Gene, sounding good from Taylor's as well. Gene, good to have you with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. You're sounding good. I haven't heard you on the radio for a while, but you're sounding good. Appreciate you being here this evening. And KO4HON, that's Brian over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KO4HEL, that's Ed over in River Falls. Sounding good from River Falls tonight, Ed. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Term, but I just want to get checked in. Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John in Ahania Pass, South Carolina. I just got through calling the Anderson Net on 146790, so everybody can come over and check in with me over there on Monday nights. We have a net every night at 8:30, and we appreciate everybody can come over and check in with us over there. There's no tone on the repeaters, a negative offset. So good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net. That's Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, Johnny Honeypacker.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KF4CKT. That's John, sounding good from Honeypath this evening. John, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And we do have another pre-check-in, KC4W. That's Bill over in Anderson, taking the time to check in via the pre-net check-in capability. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you using that pre-net check-in capability. And we'll go ahead now and bump it to India through Lima. Station for the first letter of suffix of call begins with letters I through L. And we'll let check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
W. Hope you and Miss Amy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Dave, Sammy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4, DJW. One more time. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a great night. 73.
14JW. Please check in K4KAE. Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. 73 for everyone on the net.
4. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Uniform, calling C2.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, James. You sounded good. Do appreciate your time taking time to check in with us this evening. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, who calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8 with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid on Sundays at 8 on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bringing with him KEC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, you're sounding good. And again, tell Donna we said hello, appreciate you being a regular here every single night. And K4KAE, that's Miss Alice, sounding good from Taylor's tonight. Miss Alice, appreciate you being here. And we do have somebody calling CQ, KN4HTU. He may just be very close to our input frequency and doesn't even know he's crossing over from our input to our output, but we'll recognize him anyway. KN4HTU, that's John calling CQ on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening from Greenville, South Carolina. If you can hear me, John, if you're not just calling CQ on our input frequency and not realizing it, that it's tied to a repeater, then good evening. Good to have you with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
I'm out of turn. I just missed it. My spot, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slattown.
If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is Simpsonville. Trying to get in here a little early tonight. No traffic, no comments tonight, Dave. Sounds good. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4FTU. That is Richard over in Slabtown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And don't sweat it. Whatever group you're in is better than no group at all. Appreciate you having us being with us this evening. And AK4HR, that is Mike, checking in early this evening from Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. I hope all is going well with you. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. Any other stations, India through Lima, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix or call that begins with letters M through P, and when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Serena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative and negative. Didn't get to check in last night. Several thousand of us up here in Inman were without power.
24DJW. In and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat. Mobile in Fountain Inn. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, there's another good group. Next to elect, recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She's sounding good tonight. Bring with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. And K4OIM. That's Walt, whose power has been restored from a power outage yesterday in Emmett. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Glad to hear your power came back on. Hope you didn't have to go too long without it. And K4OSH, that's Pat, who's mobile in Fountain Inn. Good to have you as night, Pat. Be careful out there on the mobile. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter suffix or call up against letters Q through T, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Check in, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman, and I'll hang around.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John, sounding good from Inman this evening. Got you down for comments, John. We will be back to you in a little bit. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango.
TJW. K4ROW, Richard Greenville. I don't have any traffic or comments.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Richard sounding good from Greenville this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Take care, stay safe. We'll go ahead now and bump it to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
W. Hey. Good evening to you and all my friends on the net. It's a pleasure to be with you. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November, Golf. K4YNG, Fletch in Easley, and we'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Okay, next to elect recognize is K4XB. That is Tommy from Southern Greenville County. Had your call sign already typed in before you keyed up, Tommy. That's how much I appreciate you being here. You take care, stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And K4YNG, that is Fletch, sounding good from Easley this evening. You sounded good on the radio, Fletch. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is Kilo 4. Z Alpha Whiskey, K4ZAW, Amos, mobile, heading towards Simpsonville. Negative and negative this evening, and 73 to everyone.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ZAW. That's Amos, mobile, headed towards Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Amos. This is the first time you checked in with me, at least in the logbook that I have at the moment. So just want to let you know we're here 24/7. We're here 365 days a year at 9 o'clock p.m. Appreciate you stopping by every chance you get. Good to hear you on the radio. Your radio's sounding good. Be careful out there on the mobile. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it up to the patient group, the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix, their call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. It's David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
JW. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Net control, I'd like to recognize KO4AOW. That's David. Sounding good from in Edmond, as usual, David. Appreciate you being with us this evening. You're sounding good. Take care. Stay safe. And N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. Hope all's going well with you. I do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Thursday. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. I'm AK. I'm over in Easley. Negative and negative.
DJW. Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November. Harry in Kemmer, North Carolina. Good evening, Dave. Negative and negative.
4DJW. W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November, Nelson, from Spartanburg, currently mobile, Greenville. Over.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4AKG, that is AK, sounding good from Easley this evening. Good to have you with tonight, AK. Hope you're doing well, hope you're staying safe. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're able to download work units better than I am. I think they're running out again of Rosetta at home. Anyway, maybe they'll fix it. It's looking kind of slim. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KO4GUN, that's Nelson, who is from Spartanburg, but mobile in Greenville at the moment. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Nelson, stay safe out there on the mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Any other stations before we shut down the formal portion of the net all the way through the alphabet, call W4DJW.
JW. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm mobile in Cleveland, South Carolina. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling it.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That is Shane, who is mobile in Cleveland. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Hope you and Miss Amy are doing well. Check in a voice from the past. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. KJ4UHX, Jamie. And also Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. KJ4YLN, my wife Sabrina. We're in Chesney. Check us in and out.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4UHX, that is Jamie over in Chesney. Bring with him KJ4YLN, that's Miss Sabrina. Good to have you with us tonight, Jamie. To Miss Sabrina, we said hello. You guys take care, stay safe, good to hear you on the radio. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Edmond. John called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN. What's going on in your world, Dave?
Just another week in containment and isolation and shelter at home, whatever you want to call it. The debut to another week with another work day. They're starting to look very repetitive, John. How about you?
Spent the majority of the day on the road. We went up to Greensboro and did a little house hunting up there, looking at what's available and that sort of thing. And so we drove up there and looked at three, four, five houses, and then drove back. And going to take the dog along because we couldn't leave her here. So she is conked out on the bed. She's had her supper. She got to play tug of war a little bit and got her treat. And she's just happy to be home, and she's conked out on her bed here. And other than that, I'm about conked out myself. That's a long day of driving.
That is a lot of miles in one day, there and back in the same day. How does she do riding in the car? Is she nervous at all, or does she enjoy it?
I've got her a little harness, and then I hook her into the seat there so she can't get thrown around, and she just lays down on the seat and pretty much goes to sleep. I mean, you know, she travels well. Stop every once in a while, let her out, do her thing, get her some water, and walk around a little bit, and hop back in the car, and we hook her back up, and away we go. So she does real good in the car.
Well, that's good. My shepherds always did really good in the car. My little dogs don't do really good in the car at all. They pant like crazy. They're wanting to look at everything around them to see what's going on. They're jumping in my lap. They jump over my wife's lap. They're just, but after a while, they calm down. But the little dogs don't do near as good as the big dogs. Anyway, well, did you find anything up there that you were looking for?
Found a couple that we kind of like. We don't like them as much as what they're asking for them, and one of them's been on usually stuff up there. It either goes before we can get up there to look at it, or it's been on the market for a while. So this one's been on the market for a little while, and it's unique in its architecture, which might be why it's still on the market, because it takes a certain person, you know, just the right buyer to come along and say, yeah, I really like that. I like it. I don't really like it, but I like it. I'm not, you know, in love with it. But if it hangs around for a while, we might make an offer on it. And then there's another one that we weren't able to see today, which is fairly close to my daughter and her husband, that is a for sale by owner. So our agent's going to try and get us to look at that here sometime, but that ain't going to be for a week or two. So, and then a couple that, you know, one of those cookie cutter stamped out subdivisions where all the houses look the same, and if you don't remember your house number, you're liable to pull in the wrong driveway type thing, and weren't particularly impressed with those. So, you know, we're still looking, but we got time. We're not going anywhere until probably springtime anyway.
Well, I hope you do take your time. Take your time and get the one that you want. And I have an ulterior motive, because the longer you take your time, the longer you'll be down here to help out with the net. But I know what you mean about the cookie cutter things. My in-laws have, they live in a neighborhood like that down in Florida, down in Fort Myers, Florida. And I have to really be careful when I go down there after I haven't been for a while to make sure I don't pull in the wrong driveway, because they all look very, very much alike. Anyway, I know what you mean by that. So hope you take your time and find the one that you really, really like, and procrastinate as much as you feel like.
Well, I measured the distance from Greensboro to Caesar's Head, and it's about 170 miles straight line, and or thereabouts, 160, 170, something like that. And I'm wondering just how big of an I got to move into a neighborhood that doesn't have a homeowners association, so I put up a big enough antenna and still hit the repeater.
You have to do like Andy did down there in Aiken, South Carolina. He used to, he still has a herding a couple of times. He had a pair of 13 B2s stacked 2-meter Yaggies, and he could get in here really, really good, but he had to get it tuned just right to get in here really good. And then a storm came through and took him down, and we didn't hear from him again for years. But it might work that way, but it would pay before you've invested in that just to go into Google Earth and draw a line between wherever it is you do find a place you want to stay and the Caesar's Head WYFF tower. If you draw a line through there in Google Earth and you right-click on it and say, show me the profile view, a sectional view through the Earth, it'll tell you if there's any dirt in between you and that location, like a mountain on the other side of Caesar's Head. And if there is a mountain, if there is dirt between you and there, the beams wouldn't do you any good. The stack beams wouldn't do you any good.
Well, I'm looking at Google Earth right now, and I did draw the line. How do I get the 3D view?
You just right-click on the line and go to profile view. Or over on the left navigator bar, on the left there's a navigator bar. You find that line. It's got a name. You can go right-click on it and go down to profile view, and it'll split the screen on the right, and down at the bottom of this split screen, it'll show you a cross-section through the Earth.
Okay, let me try this. Standby.
And if you're really lucky, there won't be any dirt between the two locations. If there is dirt between the two locations, you probably won't be able to use 2 meters because it's line of sight, unless you bounce it off some meteor scatter or the bottom of a satellite or an airplane or something like that. That doesn't last too long. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net.
Well, I'm still looking at it here. I might mess with this a little bit, but straight line distance is 167 miles to my daughter's place. And we're going to locate within 15 minutes of there. So that's not quite 170 miles. And I will have to check it. I don't think, I know there's some hills, but I don't think there's any mountain between here and there.
Yeah, that cross-sectional view will do it. It'll show it to you if you can find it on there. As sometimes it takes me a minute or two to find it too. And you've got to with the line. I used to put a pin in each end, and then it makes it easier to draw the line over the long distance. But if you have any trouble with it, just give me an address, and I'll do it and show you how to do it. And send you a snapshot of it in an email.
Yeah, I might have to play with it a little bit, but anyway, I'll figure it out. My Google Earth is an older version, so I'm sure it's in here somewhere, but I'll mess with that later. Any event, it's what is it? Almost 25 till about time for second shift to show up. So if you want to take a break, check for chickens.
Well, that is good timing because I checked Echolink after I let off for the mic the last time, and we have an Echolink station. So we'll start off with them, and then we'll go to RF. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Wendy, KN4HTP in Simpsonville, and I will be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo. And Mark will be negative and negative also.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, sounding good from Simpsonville this evening. Bring with her W2MJB, that is Mark, sounding good from Simpsonville as well. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wendy. You and Mark stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James Taylor. Brand new Amtrak here in Taylor. Negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KB1BNT. That is Jim from a brand new ham shack in Taylor's. I had you down from Greer in the past. Now we got you down in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KW. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
W. Please check in KD2 RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, Jason in Williamston, no traffic, no comments.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4GAT, that is Mike over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KD2RKN, that's Jason, sounding good from Williamson, South Carolina this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jason. Stay safe. KN4RJN, call back to you. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
This is KN4RJN. I'm still messing with it, trying to figure it out, but I'll get there. Hey, man. I'm glad second shift, or at least semi-second shift, finally showed up. Are you swapping with Wendy tonight? Is that what's going on?
No, she has two, let's see, tonight's Monday. So the very first Monday of the month was reserved for somebody that was filling in for somebody that was wanting to go to the meeting. So she doesn't do the very first Monday because of that. She does two Mondays of the month. It's after the first Monday, but before the last Monday. And sometimes it's before the last two Mondays. It just depends on how the calendar works out. So I've got the first Monday, she's got the second two Mondays, and I get the cleanup, whatever's left in the month.
Well, Mark said the other night that she was going to cover me on Friday, so I owe her a Monday then.
Well, you could have paid her in advance with tonight.
Thinking that far ahead, I would have, but I wasn't thinking, but... If she's still listening, I owe her a Monday, so whenever she wants to take a night off, tell her to holler at me.
Okay, and if you had taken tonight, you wouldn't have been prepaying her anyway, because it's not her night to call it. So I thought about that after I said it and said, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. But she was still on EchoLink. She still is on EchoLink. She's hearing all of this, so I'm sure she heard you.
Well, I thought something was odd because I was waiting to hear her voice coming on, and I wasn't looking at the calendar to see what Monday it was, and then you came on. I thought, whoop, wait a minute, and then I realized, no, yeah, you do catch a few Mondays in there, but one way or the other, I owe somebody a day.
Well, Karen probably won't be here tomorrow if you need another day.
Well, as far as I know, I'm not going anywhere, so I can definitely, cover that if you haven't heard from Karen, if she's not around. I can pick up tomorrow.
I still give her a shout just in case she got a radio fix, but I think she does the same thing too. She only does the first two Tuesdays, and then I get the rest of those. So it wouldn't have been her night tomorrow anyway. It'd been my night. But if you want to pick it up tomorrow night, I won't complain.
Okay, well, if Larry's still listening, I'll go ahead and do the what was going to be the Friday night tidbit tomorrow about the cat drugs fighting COVID. So, Larry, if you're listening, be sure and tune in tomorrow.
AK4JBQ.
There you go. Had a sneaky suspicion he would be there, John.
I'll be there too, KC4EZN, and if Wendy's still listening, when John gets ready to move, she needs to make him that favorite apple pie that we talked about Friday night, KC4EZN.
KN4RJN, roger that. I need to, when I get up there, I need to tune my radio so I can pick up chocolate through it from that distance. I'm not sure that I can.
To get into the Mount Mitchell repeater from Greensboro, John, you might have to put up a beam and point it that way, but... I don't know if the folks down in South Carolina hit that repeater. There may be a mountain or two along the way. But anyway, that's my 2.5 cents worth tonight. Should be around tomorrow night. Don't know that I'm going anywhere either, except for the dentist tomorrow morning. And hopefully I'll be over that by the time net time. So anyway, back to the net, KC4EZN.
W4DJW, KN4RJN.
Hey, John, I was just giving Wendy a little break to see if she wanted to get in there or not. I don't know if she's listening. She's still logged in. She may have turned the volume down or something like that. But you got anything else for us this evening, John?
Well, there's a repeater on, what is it, Grandmother Mountain, which is almost a straight shot over from Greensboro. If I could figure out how to link that with the Caesar's Head repeater, I might be able to still get in.
On Grandfather's Mountain. I think you said Grandmother's Mountain, but on Grandfather's Mountain, yeah. But now I don't think, well, I don't, if you found a repeater that had Echo Link that was using SVX Link, then it would be possible. But that's the only way it'd be possible.
Well, I'll figure it out one way or the other. If I have to come in through Echo Link to get into it before I get an antenna up, I'll get my microphone and my headset out, and we'll work it that way if we have to.
That's what Steve did for a few years after he left to go to South Dakota. He used to call this net regularly, and he didn't quit after he moved to South Dakota. For a couple of years there, he kept calling it. He was on the Saturday night distribution list. Might try to get him to do that again. Get him, and then Megan, I think, did it a few times too. She called the net. So that'd be good if we get Steve and Megan back into it again. They'd have to do it through Echo Link. There'd be no other way. But if you used a SVX Link repeater, it would be faster than Echo Link because they're just direct connect. There's no third-party server involved. It's just one server to another.
Again, we've got until springtime to figure this out. But, I'll figure out a way to do it one way or the other.
Okay, you got anything else for us this evening?
Got about covered. I better back on out of here and see if there's anybody else floating around out there. But you guys have a good evening, Steve, and everybody else that's listening, and come on back on out of here. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Okay, John. Well, good hearing from you this evening. Appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of that. Sounds like you've got a good one already queued up for tomorrow night. Appreciate that. Any other stations before we shut down the Blue Ridge Team Internet? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for RagChew or have I missed any comments? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop by tomorrow night. We're KN4RJN. John will be calling the net and you'll hear your Friday night tidbits on Tuesday night. I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him tomorrow night. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.